Hey, my friends, welcome once again to another amazing week of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I was getting a shake ready together here for you guys on this busy Monday morning. If you guys saw on the site, we got it up, got a demo run of the purple sticks in a can. And you guys know when we make stuff, I fill it up. I mean, I've already used a bunch of scoops out of this. This has
like a
lot more powder than the purple stick packets do.
It's actually a better value.
It's a better value. It's just not as convenient. If you got stuff like in a gear bag, you got it in a truck, that's the only difference.
It's convenient if you're having it on the countertop in the kitchen.
That is a fact. And that's what we built it for. Because I know a lot of y'all, you take it in the truck sometimes, or you take it to the gym. But other times, you just want to throw it in the kitchen before you leave somewhere.
Do we have another shaker laying around here somewhere?
My personal water.
I'll have...
That's my personal water. I got to stay hydrated. I try to drink half my body weight in fluid.
May I borrow your personal water shaker for a second, please? I'm trying to.
You guys think I should do this? You guys think I should do this right now? Is he asking nice enough? You
know, thumbs up.
I am such a generous person. I'll let you have my personal water. This is all the water I got left.
Da, 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 da. Okay, we have any protein powder over there? Or is it on the counter?
Yeah, what am I, a chef?
Well, no, I'm going to make another doggone thing here. I love this stuff.
I got multiple powder.
I'll put some of that in there, too.
Yeah, I missed that. I already had that this morning.
I haven't had that yet.
Okay, I got my multiple in this morning.
We're going to go purple stick here. And then I'm going to go to the fit food.
I'll just keep my stash around. You're supposed to mix this for the show, but it's okay. We'll make it happen. Stuff, by the way, I've got a lot of people asking me about it because it's, you know, a lot more powder. That's why I did it this way, too, because like I say, it costs more money. The raw materials are really expensive in this product.
And now the multiple.
But yeah, the multiples, that's
I'm doing a little monologue here, if you don't mind.
Well, I was talking about the purple sticks.
I think
all my servings.
All right, now I've got to go get a glass that's clean. So I'm going to go do that right now.
Okay. You going to take that with you?
No.
What am I going to drink? You took all my water. Anyways, guys, while he goes and does that after the show, in the beginning of the show, be sure to check out on the website. We got the one-time purchase on it, and we have the subscribe and save. Just be aware that the auto ship on here, I don't know how long this product is going to last. Because I did a demo run on it because I wanted to see how it was going to sell. And kind of piggybacked it on the purple sticks one. So if you subscribe and save, you may be able to get a subscription for a couple months on it. But then we may have to postpone or hold that subscription if I run out and I don't get more in time. So just giving you guys a heads up on that. And also be sure to check out the one and only product of the week. Talked about it last week on here. Ted just mixed it together, the Ultra Multiple Powder. That's the classic standard, probably the number one selling product that we have at Team Health Masters and Health Masters. Oh, thank you. That was so generous of you. Now I got a nice small glass of water.
I have you exactly 1.321 ounces of water there. Just kidding.
1.321. that's a lot. And also, too, I've given everybody a heads up. Most of y'all that watch the show, that listen to us, that follow the emails, you already know this. The old website, Health Masters website, it's going to be transferring to Team Health Masters. It's going to point there. Everything's going to be pointing to this site. So make sure you're taking advantage of it with the auto ship, subscribe, and save.
When's the last day for the dinosaur?
Probably the 15th. I think that's when we're going to roll it out.
What's the day today?
Today is the 6th.
Woo, got about 9 days, six
yeah,
days.
Yeah, there's nothing left to do on it. No. There's no more passion.
Very, very, very
You got
strong.
Auto ship, and you got the points. You're getting points on here. The specials are on here. The updates are on here. I can't even do a lot of updates on the site anymore. It's done. I'm done with it. Officially done with it.
So, boy, did we get the response as far as you talking about dogs and basically baby carriages the other day.
Oh, did we?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I tell you what.
I didn't get any emails on it.
Oh, I got that. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to know, why is Austin slamming us for having a baby carriage for our dogs?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that many people use those.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently what happens is, and I mentioned this, with these smaller breeds of dogs, you know, they don't do real well on real hot asphalt. Now, I'm not going to say anything about that, okay? This is just, you know, what you got to do here. You know. And so they don't do real well on smaller amounts, you know, on hot asphalt. And a lot of times, and this is interesting, a lot of times, and this person's right about this. In fact, this is out of Germany. This is a serious, this is a long ways away. They say that sometimes the dogs get sick and have kidney problems or cancer, and they're dying. And so they want to be able to take them on a walk, but they can't walk with them anymore. And so that's why they do that. And then this wonderful lady actually sent me a picture of an emotional support alligator.
An alligator.
5 foot long beast, no lemnos.
No, I gotta look this up. I gotta see.
Emotional support alligator is no longer welcome in a Pennsylvania Walmart. Wesley Silva, who's 60 years old, says he's never had anything but encouraging feedback when he's out and about with Jinsiloshi, is the name of this alligator. Now, mind you, he has the alligator really close to his neck right now, and he's holding it. I'm also going to show it to you.
Oh, my God.
No, this is crazy. No. The problem is he does have the head wrapped up so it won't bite him and pierce the jugular vein.
There's no tape on that mouth, bro.
Whoa, I got a different picture here.
There is no tape on that mouth.
There's something seriously wrong with this man.
And I'll tell you, this is obviously not in Florida. Because you do not carry a 5 foot gator into Walmart in Florida, because somebody, probably FWC or Wildlife Control, they're going to execute that gator. 5 foot gator will still pull your hand off if he gets in a bad mood.
And well, Walmart basically said that, you know, they had enough of it. And they said, I've been going to Walmart for 3.5 years, and normally the reaction is pretty cool. Or that is awesome that you have a pet alligator, man.
That's not awesome.
No, it's not awesome. I mean, because here's the problem with alligators. Okay, and Austin and I talked about this yesterday, so we're having a little mental candy to start with here. When you have an alligator that's 5 foot long, you know, unless it gets aggravated at you, it's not going to really see a human being, an adult male who's 6 foot tall, as a food source.
No, it's not.
Because it knows that if it's a fight, there's a good possibility it's going to lose. So alligators aren't like that. They're very predacious. They like to, you know, prey on things they know they can eat and kill and everything else. However, what did you say yesterday? Once they get to 10, 11, 12, 14 feet?
No, once they get about past 6 to 7, they get more aggressive and they get a little bit more, okay, we're going to push our luck, because, quite frankly, they're starting to become, or if not larger than a human being. Once they break double digits, they go above 10 foot, there is no reasoning with them as there ever was. At that point, you know, they're pushing to double the size of a human, and so they do not see humans as a threat whatsoever.
Well, you have an article you pulled up the other day. So I think it was 20 feet long or 22
feet. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of those as far as running around.
And it was over down in the Philippines or Indonesia.
There's a bunch of them.
And it was 2,400 pounds?
Yeah, 2,400. I was trying to pull the photo
If you get something that's as long as a pickup truck that weighs 2,400 pounds and it latches onto you, I mean, the mouth on this thing is about 7 feet long.
Well, this is one they were doing on a thing. He was a 19 foot croc. I mean, you can see that just to his shoulders from the water, he's taller than everybody in that boat. That's just his shoulders.
That's his head. Yeah.
Yeah, that's his head. I mean, look at his head. His head's probably 3 feet long.
This guy with the green hat on has about the right reaction. He's got his hands crossed like, what the heck am I doing?
20 foot crocs, they get big. There's another one when they come out of the water. That's the stuff that you gotta just.
Well, here's the problem with this, and I'm just gonna fuss about this for a second. They're taking these tourists out there, and they're acting like these gators and these crocodiles are something that you can play with and feed.
Well, it's more of a tourist attraction. I don't think, you know, when you see a 20 foot croc come out of the water like that, that's not something you think you can play with unless you're just an idiot. I mean, you got to be one stupid individual to think that's a.
Do you not remember that giant thing came wandering across the trail over there in Lakeland here a few years ago, and the tourists are like 10 feet away taking pictures of it?
Yeah, I do.
They don't realize that thing can run 25, 30 miles an hour if it wants to. That probably isn't going to, because it's pretty big.
Yeah. He looked like he had just eaten too.
He looked pretty sedated.
Yeah.
But the point is, they don't understand how big and how fast these things are. If they really want to move, they move quick.
Well, one of the biggest issues, the misconception that people don't realize about gators, is a lot of times people come down here on, you know, holiday, or they come down on vacation and they go to zoos, or like Gatorland, right? So they see all these gators that are basically in the zoo, and they're 6, 7, 8, 10 foot gators. They don't realize they're really docile for the most part, because they're getting fed chicken carcasses pretty much every single day.
All day.
They don't have a reason to get aggressive because they get hand-fed. They just throw them food all day. So they're like, oh, I'd watch them waddle up, lay there to eat food. They're not aggressive. Gators out in like Lake Jessup and Lake Kissimmee, they have to fight every other gator in the water to try to stay alive for food. They're not docile. They're there to be a predator all day, every day. There is no downtime for them. And so that's what people realize. You just start getting in the water with this stuff, they don't see you as anything other than food.
Well, that's exactly right. But this guy with a 5.5 foot gator, but just keep it at home.
Keep it at home if that's what you really want to
really want to do that.
Now, I got it interesting. This is going to be a health article going into it. This is something we were all very concerned about, and it has now come to light, and we figured this was going to happen. Ironically, judge now has completely dismissed all COVID vaccine injury lawsuits, saying the PREP Act gave full liability to all manufacturers and distributors.
Liability protection. We knew this was going to happen.
We knew this was going to happen. So the Louisiana federal court now has dismissed all suits brought by vaccine-injured individuals, challenging the PREP Act's liability shield. The judge ruled that basically the PREP Act shielded all manufacturers and distributors from any aspect of recourse. They said the shots were classified not as vaccines. They were classified as countermeasures during COVID-19 pandemic, which means they're governed under the PREP Act, which granted blanket liability protection to all manufacturers, including Moderna, Pfizer, and Novavax, for every type of possible injury in the future caused by a vaccine.
Well, the reality is you had to sign off.
You did.
And so you had to sign off that you weren't going to sue.
And that's what goes on when it goes to court.
I told you, Sharon and I were walking through Ybor City. This is years ago, like 5-6 years ago now. And they were basically saying, some guy walks up to us and says, hey, you want to go and get a COVID? They had a big tent set up in the parking lot. And I said, you want me to take a COVID shot? The answer is no, it's under experimental use authorization. He goes, oh, no, it's not. It's been fully approved by the Food and Drug Administration. I said, no. It's an executive order giving the right to inject you, and that's why you're handing me basically a disclaimer that I have to sign.
Put more of the paper that you got to get. They would not inject you until you put your signature on that paper.
Well, you die within minutes.
Well, what happened was, too, though, is what they had to make sure they were covered because you were agreeing on that paper. If you looked at it, you were agreeing to the PREP Act.
That's right.
So you said, I'm putting my name on here. I agree to it. And that's why I told him, when you put your name on a you put your signature on
you,
paper.
You know, my mom was funny. You know, she was from Germany, and she was real funny about signing papers.
Yeah.
And I've watched her have people come in the office, in the bar, in the tavern that she had, the German beer tavern that I was raised in, which is interesting stories. And I remember her having people come in and say, you need to sign this. And she'd always say, I'm not signing anything. And I used to say to her, Mom, it's not a big deal. She's not signing anything.
Yeah.
I am not putting my name to something and agreeing to this and making myself have a liability or some type of exposure in court that I signed this. I remember when she got put into the nursing home by one of my family relatives, which I did not agree with. They wanted me to sign the paperwork, and they said, and I said, well, I'm not going to be responsible for the bills because I don't agree with her doing this. And I remember the lady goes, oh, no, you won't be responsible for anything. You're not responsible for any bills whatsoever. And so she hands me a stack of paper about 40 deep and wanted me to go through it and sign a bunch of pieces of it. And the first thing on top said, in the event that somebody doesn't pay the bill, I'm responsible for it. And I looked at her and I said, this says that I'm responsible for this bill. She says, oh, it doesn't mean that. I said, that's what it says.
I remember that.
You were with me.
Yeah.
You're sitting there with me. And I looked at her, and I took the whole stack, and I shoved the paperwork back to her. I said, my mom's completely lucid. She shouldn't even be here. This is not my decision to put her here, and I'm not signing this. If you want somebody to sign this, my mom can sign it herself.
Yep.
And I said, but I'm not going to be responsible for this. And she goes, well, it doesn't mean that. I looked at her again. I said, that's the second time you've said that. I said, what's wrong with you? I said, if you take this to a court of law in front of a judge, he's going to say, Dr. Brewer, why did you sign this? You're an educated man. Don't you know it says you now owe all of this money? And I'm going to say, well, she said it doesn't mean that. He'd look at me like, is there something wrong with you? And that's the thing that people have. When you start signing paperwork, you start saying, hey, look, no matter what happens, here we have it.
Well,
the PREP Act.
And that's what, that was the biggest thing when the COVID shot came out. And I was getting deluged with emails. So were you. Mm-hmm. And I kept telling everybody, I said, before you take the shot, read the paper. And nobody did. No. Nobody would read it. No. I mean, dozens of people. I said, you read the paper? Well, I didn't write it. I just signed off on it. I said, you need to read the paper because it was a whole different level of contract from normal vaccines. It was considered an emergency use countermeasure. It was not a vaccine. It was not classified as a vaccine. They actually rewrote the definition of a vaccine to allow that to go under the umbrella of it. And listen to this right here. People injured by the COVID-19 vaccine can seek compensation, not through the Vaccine Protection Fund, but through Countermeasure Injury Compensation Program under the PREP Act. However, it's insanely difficult to obtain compensation. So far, 14,000 requests for compensation have been put through since COVID. 41 people have been compensated. 41 people.
And if I guarantee you, 14,000, there's probably 400,000 of the basically
want
to do it.
And it says in here, they don't have a final number on it yet, but it was like $5,000 to $10,000. It was nothing. A lot of people had serious, serious injuries.
A lot of people died often.
Yeah.
A lot of them with pericarditis. Oh, by the way, my friend in Germany sent me something else, too. She said the vapor hiding dangerous ingredients, in other words, the people that are using e-cigarettes and vapes.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they have lead in them.
I don't doubt that. There's no regulations as far
as this has lead.
There's no significant testing on them either.
No, I mean here. Let me show this. It has nicotine. It's a highly addictive substance. Propylene glycol. You mentioned that the other day. Vegetable oil, flavoring chemicals, and then it goes and say heavy metals. I mean, why won't they issue make something clean? I mean, it's going to dumb you down faster than vaccines would.
To my knowledge, there is like one brand. I'm not promoting this at all. I'm not getting the name of this.
Don't mention that.
There's one brand that came out that was allegedly making like this organic vape insert cartridge.
But they
still weren't giving any type of documentation. They were claiming. Because it doesn't fall under FDA requirements for batch testing, they can say whatever they want on it. And remember, here's the problem with vapes. Say you eat toxic foods are bad enough. Eat food, propylene glycol. It's still processed through your stomach. Your liver has it filtered out. When you're inhaling this stuff, right, propylene glycol lungs, lead, going right into the bloodstream. Alveoli are sucking it right up through the lungs. It's going right in your bloodstream. That's why nicotine hits you so fast when you smoke it. That's why so many people are having lots of issues with these vapes, because there is no buffer. You're inhaling it right into your system.
Well, it says the heating coils in e-cigarettes are typically made of metal alloys like nickel, chromium, and lead.
Yep.
These medical particles can then find their way into the aerosol and accumulate in the body if inhaled. Like, you're not going to inhale it, right? Inhalation of these heavy metals can damage the organs over time, including causing severe brain damage and basically lower IQ scores. For example, lead is a neurotoxin and has been linked to neurodevelopmental delays in children and increased risk of neurological disorders in adults. Chronic exposure to heavy metals can also impair kidney function and elevate cancer risk. And then you got the VOCs, the volatile organic compounds. That's a big problem. That's with benzene, toluene, and xylene. And that's one of the other problems that happens when you basically are in a shower that contains chlorinated water. You inhale it because it goes into the vapor, and you start – these are VOCs, and you start inhaling the chlorine gas in the shower. That's why if you're on city water, you really need to go to healthmasters.com and get one of our water filters, our shower filters,
yep,
because that's going to help take that chlorine out so you don't produce the volatile organic compounds. In fact, it was said that one hot shower is equivalent to drinking like 8 glasses of contaminated water.
Yeah.
That's how much stuff you're absorbing through your lungs. And that's why these things are so dangerous. It says, although e-cigarettes are often marketed as safer alternative to smoking, the reality is they are not. They introduce a host of harmful chemicals into the body. E-cigarettes or vapes are not safe alternative to traditional cigarettes, despite common perceptions. I mean, think about that for a second. From nicotine and heavy metals to carcinogenic compounds and volatile organic chemicals, each ingredient poses unique threats to the health. Now, you think about all these young kids, also as young as 10, 12 years of age, doing vapes now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sucking these things all the time.
And here's the issue that we're going to run into. You know, we understand the effects of smoking cigarettes. It's been around for a long time. Smoking tobacco is not any type of new concept. That's been around for a really long time. We understand a lot of the side effects and issues with it. This has never been used long term.
No.
You get these heating coils where they're burning these byproducts and you're inhaling them all day long. And also remember, this is the biggest problem I've said about the vapes. People are using them all day long. Everybody I know that still smokes cigarettes, they work. They got a cigarette break. You know, some guys at dealership, they go outside every 2 or 3 hours, go smoke a cigarette.
Every 2 or 3 hours, or 2 or 3 minutes.
Not 2 or 3 minutes.
I see them out there chain smoking.
Yeah, but the vapes, they sit all day. Everybody sits on the vapes. They sit at lunch. They sit at dinner. They sit at breakfast. They sit around. They sit on the couch. They hit these things all day long. So you're not just hitting 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 cigarettes a day. You're hitting these vape pens 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 times a day.
And what ends up happening is people don't realize that nicotine is a vasoconstrictant. You massively increase your risk of cancer because you decrease oxygen flow to the tissue.
And I am not promoting cigarettes at all. But when you smoke a cigarette every 3 to 4 hours, it gives your body at least enough time to recover from the nicotine, from the half-life on it, and your vasoconstriction reduces. These vapes, that never happens. You hit nicotine every 10, 15, 20 minutes.
I remember that stuff so addictive. I remember my mom chain-smoked.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, I'd be in the tavern with her. And she'd sit there and have one cigarette, light the next cigarette.
I remember we'd go in there and be hot box. We'd have to air it out with a box fan.
I did have to air it out with a fan. I did. Remember that?
It's bad.
And I still have – I can still smell cigarettes from 50 feet away.
Same.
I can't stand the smell of the stuff.
It's bad. Now, here's another article.
It's funny. It's about the only thing I can still smell are cigarettes.
No, it give me a headache when I'm around it.
Do you remember that time when you were in the airplane and we were flying at about 10,000 feet and we burned up an alternator?
Yeah.
I looked at you and Sharon and I said,
"Something's burning.
I smell smoke." And I'm in an airplane 10,000 feet up. And that's what you don't want to hear in an airplane. And we burn up an alternator.
Here's another article came out. I'm going to kind of give you the what they're saying here, but what they're also trying to kind of avoid on here is they don't really touch base on it as much as they should. They said 60% of liver cancer can be prevented. That's a pretty accurate statement on here. And they first go in here, they said 870,000 people worldwide are living with liver cancer, and they're expecting that number to double by 2050. They said an all-time high. Now they're saying that alcohol is considered the single biggest factor for liver cancer. And they go into detail on how alcohol is driving this and alcohol is driving it. Alcohol is unbelievably toxic to the liver. Here's what they're not addressing all the way, though. people have been drinking alcohol for thousands of years. There's side effects too. We understand that. We have not been using glyphosate on every food product that we've had for thousands of years.
High fructose corn syrup soaked down in glyphosate.
It says it applies to injuries of fructose, high fructose corn syrup, and soda in processed fruits. The processed form of fructose is strongly linked to liver scarring because it's processed by the liver and drains the liver's energy supply, making it harder for liver cells to function properly. When you start adding high fructose corn syrup and glyphosate and processed foods and alcohol, now you've got yourself a recipe for absolute disaster.
Might as well have some nicotine in there, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
This is how quick we can get cancer.
And so it goes in here saying reducing alcohol, that's a must. Also, another part on here, too, it says diet and important nutrients, vitamin E, samarium, and curcumin. Okay. That's like the GHI cleanse.
Yeah, also, this curcumin, that's like turmeric.
That's in the GHI cleanse.
And it's also in the capsule form.
Yep.
I take 10 of those a day.
I know.
You know I do. Every day I take 5 in the morning, 10 at night. I also do the GHI cleanse for my protein.
The GHI cleanse is crucial. I told you, one of my real good friends, he's a lineman. He's drinking all those energy drinks. I mean, like 4, 5, 6, 7 energy drinks
a day. Let me tell you a story. Let me kind of use a third party here. I have a friend of mine who brought a friend to a friend who was a naturopath.
Yep.
Read between the lines. And the man had stage 4 pancreatic liver cancer, lesions on his liver, lesions on his pancreas. And he ended up going on basically a clean diet using specific supplements. And they went back to he had like 60 days to live. And he ended up basically working with this naturopath in this clinic over in Lakeland and was getting vitamin C intravenously and taking supplements. And he went back about 8 months later and they had no cancer at all on his liver or his pancreas. Now, I'm not making any claims. It's nothing to do with me. Make that clear. But the point was, it was very, very interesting to me that when he cleaned up his diet, Austin, and he got rid, he was eating a lot of nitrites, a lot of hot dogs, a lot of junk. Because remember, when you combine nitrites with aspartame, you create a compound called the diketiopeperazine. That degrades the form of nitrosuria. And nitrosuria is one of the most effective agents known to man to produce malignant brain tumors and other types of tumors.
Now, did he drink alcohol at all?
I don't know.
Because the pastor wasn't.
Remember, I'm not part of this.
No, I know. I wasn't sure from the third party. I didn't think he did.
No, he was a police officer.
Okay.
And he had retired.
Okay.
And so I don't think he was a pastor. But he's a very good man. In fact, I was able to go to his funeral.
Yeah.
And he's a black man. And it was interesting. The black funerals always are about 3 to 5 hours long. And you think, well,
they throw a funeral.
They can throw a funeral. Credit, they throw a going away party.
Yeah,
boys.
They do.
And I mean, I remember Grady Judd was even there speaking. And the crazy part about it all of this is that, you know, you have to ask yourself a question, you know, why did he die? Well, he ended up dying of malnutrition, according to the coroner's report, because he basically stopped eating. And that's the biggest problem that you have with a lot of people who think they're going to die with something and they don't die. Subconsciously, they're setting themselves up to die.
They're already mentally prepared for it?
Well, no, it's crazy. I've seen it repeatedly. Yeah. And because they're prepped for it and they don't know what to do now because they're not dead. You think, well, that doesn't make any sense. They should be happy. Well, you're right. They should be happy. But sometimes they're not consciously able to deal with it all. Now, there may be other factors associated with that because I wasn't personally involved in this. But the reality is that, you know, he's a good man. I remember I met him one time.
When rolling back to the liver on here, the biggest factor, we had the detox made simple. We put that together with N-acetylcysteine and liver support. I told you guys that.
We're making no claims.
Not making any claims. I'm telling you guys what's good for healthy liver. And this is a kit we threw together, me and Dad brought up, with the GHI and the magnesium brain food. Those two kits I both just showed you. If you want to get your mental health better, as far as functioning better, you want to clean out your body, reduce inflammation, get your liver cleaned out, those two together, the detox kit and the brain and body restart kit. And this is the one we have that has our shakers on it. We're throwing in a shaker for free with the kit on top of the discount. And this really, really is a great place to start if you're trying to detox the body and get your inflammation out. Because remember, if you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to get better shape, you're trying to build more muscle, you're trying to have more energy, you've got to get the inflammation down in your body from all the toxins. That's why I was speaking earlier. My buddy was a lineman. His inflammation was to the roof. His joints were hurting. His gut was hurting. He was drinking like 6, 7 of these Monsters a day or Red Bulls or whatever.
He's off that junk.
He's off all of it now. No gut problems.
Purple sticks.
I told him, you've got to get off this. He finally got off of it. He started on the purple sticks. He started on the GHI, and he's like, he told me, I feel so much better.
We've got a good friend. He's in the roofing business. And, man, every week he comes over and buys his purple.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know,
he was the same way. He was drinking like 5, 6, 7 Red Bulls a day. So you do this constant crash up and down, up and down, up and down. Remember, all those energy drinks, almost all the raw ingredients in them are synthetics out of China. Almost all of them. The caffeine synthetic, everything synthetic.
Man, I got a story for you now.
What happened now?
I looked it up last night, and they're using – gosh, this is unbelievable. China is short as far as vegetable oils, And they're going into sewers now and pulling the fat off the top of the feces.
What?
No, I looked it up last night, guys.
You sure it's not fake news AI?
No, this is on Wikipedia. Gutter oil, they call it. They're going
gutter oil?
I gotta look this up. Oh, yeah, you'll see it. I mean, unbelievable. I looked at it last night, and I thought, because I thought it was fake news, like that kangaroo the other day. It was fake news, by the way. But it was cute.
It didn't look that way. I mean, AI looked pretty good. I told you, it's like a kangaroo on the plate.
You look at gutter oil, and they get this stuff from sewage. They get it from drain lines. They get it from restaurants. And the street vendors in China, they don't want to pay for it.
Oh, it is real.
I know it is.
It's right here, yeah. Gutter oil in China is a legally produced recycled cooking oil collected from restaurants and other places containing dangerous contaminants, carcinogens.
Well, no, if you look through it, it'll tell you. If you're from a restaurant, grease trap, leftovers, dangerous contaminants.
Grease traps.
Oh, yeah.
And
sewage.
The carcinogens, though. I mean, talking about recycled grease traps.
So you're basically on the doggone. You're go to Wikipedia right here. Look at this.
Gutter oil? Trench oil? Sewer oil?
Well, no, sewer. I mean,
this is not a Monday topic.
I was talking to my friend out of Germany yesterday. Her name's Sia, and I told her, I said, this can't be real.
No.
It can't be real. I said, there's no way this is real. I'm going to look this up.
Recycled oil. I mean, how hot do they have to recycle this stuff to get to? I mean, could you even get all the toxins out of
it? It's out of the sewer, Austin.
Why would you do this? That's disgusting.
Here's the problem. And, and she made a really interesting point.
Bro, you should have given me a heads up before you brought this article on the show.
Look at this. Collected food waste.
They reported that in 2000, street vendors were found to be selling oil obtained from restaurant garbage disposals. Garbage disposals.
And she said something very interesting. She said that China, because they have no moral compass over there.
No,
and I'm not picking on China. But I have a friend of mine. His name's Chris, and he does a lot of business with China. And I got another friend of mine. His name is Mike. He did a lot of business with China. He says it doesn't matter what they sign. It doesn't matter what the contracts say. They'll do whatever they want to do. If they don't want to pay you, they don't pay you. And both my friends who have contracts with Chinese companies, they say you don't have any idea what they're going to do. All they do is lie. And you think, well, why would they do that? Because they don't have Jesus. They don't have a Christian ethic over there.
No, you got to do backdoor hidden Christian Bible studies. You can't even talk about it in public.
They killed millions of Christians with the Russian Communist Revolution. Remember what happened when the Rothschilds came into Russia and they financed the Russian Revolution? They killed 40,000 to 50,000 Orthodox priests and killed another 50 to 100 million people that were there that were Christians. But they could not stamp Jesus out because those Bible studies that went underground. Yeah. The grandpas, the ummas, the uppas, all the people over there started saying, hey, we're going to be believing in Jesus no matter what. He's the only hope we have. The communism doesn't want you to have hope in God.
No. They want to have full trust in government. Government is God.
That it is. And so what happened is when they went into the Russian Revolution, it was different. The Chinese Revolution, it was different with Mao Zedong. They didn't have to deal with the Christianity. They just killed a bunch of Christians. Got rid of them, millions of them. And so now all of a sudden they didn't have the indigenous population, believing in the Most High God, believing in Jesus, believing in the triune Godhead. They didn't have that. They had nothing. So they'll go into the gutters now, Austin, and pull sewage out and get the fat out of the sewage and then cook it back down again and cook food in it.
Okay, we've got to change topics.
But can you believe this?
This is nauseating me. Yeah, no, I can't believe
it. So if you're in China, you better be ordering our GHI cleanse, have us ship it to you in China, be drinking.
We can't use stuff like this. China. And this is why, and people have questioned this before when I talk to them, and they go, well, why are you so adamant about where your raws come from for your products?
Now you know.
I try to actively avoid anything that comes out of China for this reason.
Everything is heavy metal tested.
Oh, yeah. There's been times before. There's been multiple times, and I've told you about it. We've had batches come through on Rawls, we've denied them.
They get failed.
They get failed. As soon as they get failed, do scrap it. I'm not taking it. Have to work with the supplier, find out. A lot of times, the stuff that fails, they tried to bring it in from China. I'm like, we'll not use it. We'll not touch it.
Gutter oil.
Yeah.
Sewage oil.
That's the level of quality that they produce.
They go in the sewage and they scrape the fat off the top of the feces and they cook it back down again and they make food in it.
Okay, we got to change topics. I'm honestly getting sick over here.
I mean, yuck. All right, don't get sick.
Well, don't get mad at me on this one. You're going to get mad at me on this one.
Don't do it.
You're going to get mad at me.
I don't want to get mad.
I have to bring it up. I got to let everybody know in Europe. Uh-oh. This came through. American travelers now to most of Europe, we'll have to do full fingerprint, facial recognition, and iris scans in order to go anywhere in Europe now.
It's all going to be part of the electronic passport system.
Yep. The entry-exit system is not just for Americans, but anyone that's visiting Europe now. They said the new system will be introduced over a six-month period starting next week and eventually replace passport stamps. In addition to fingerprint scan and being photographed, Americans will have to hide details from their passports, including their full name, date of birth, where they're going, where they're leaving. The system will collect when and where you're entering and leaving the entire
They already do this in Europe.
Yeah. Now if you decline to do any of this, you will be physically removed from the country and you'll be barred, apparently. Now they said they will be keeping track of anyone
if you're an American, you're about to go to Europe, get ready, guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? The whole thing about it is, Austin, it was coming to this anyhow. It's all part of the beast system.
Yeah, but what happens when they start doing this in the United States? What happens when they start having entry points in each state to go in? You don't think it's there yet? Why do they have these toll booths?
I'm not sure it'll be. I don't think it'll be in the states, in the United States, because they've already got their 5G infrastructure in place to basically track everybody who comes into the United States. So I don't think that'll happen.
That's what's always so ironic to me when they come up with these stupid things like, oh, yeah, we couldn't find the shooter. You know, we got the camera footage, or we got his dad narked him out, and we got the text messages from him, you know, sending to his lover after he reassembled his rifle and went to the Dairy Queen that no longer exists, by the way. If you guys listen to the Hagman Show, the videos have popped up now last week. That Dairy Queen he allegedly went to, it's not there. There's nothing there. It's an empty building. It's a shell. It's like a set.
Not going to mention anything about this, but you know, one of the schools that they had a mass shooting at years ago hadn't been used for years, and suddenly it was torn down almost immediately
after the shooting. Yep.
You know what's funny about this is that you have to realize that a lot of this is crisis acting. They actually put ads in the paper, and they basically have people they hire to come in and do this. But now they won't have to do that anymore. You also just use AI.
Yeah.
Now there'll be no witness left. You don't even have to hire a crisis actor.
No.
All
you need are snippets for news feeds with certain people saying whatever you want them to say. And I mean, in the AI, still in its infancy right now, but pretty soon it will not be.
Well, it was funny. Somebody sent me a link the other day of some guy, some big hot influencer, said, I'm coming out as gay. He said, I've got my own makeup line. And he shows the makeup line, and all of it was AI. He wasn't gay. He didn't come out as gay, and he didn't have his own makeup line.
Jeez.
And you couldn't tell that it wasn't real. So you got to be – it's like that silly kangaroo story last week. You
know, I thought it was real.
I know, because it looked real. But the thing that got me was the fact that when it was standing there holding its boarding pass, I thought, no way.
That was pretty funny, though.
It was funny. And then it's sitting in the
– eating peanuts.
Eating peanuts out of the thing. I'm like, okay, nah, this is AI.
I mean, it was a kangaroo. They're cool. I mean, I got to hold a koala bear down in Australia, too.
You got to do that.
They're a lot denser than you think they are.
They're heavy little
things. They're heavy things.
Well, you remember, you were very small at that point, too.
Yeah, but it's still – I mean, you know, I still was hitting the weights a little bit.
I remember that was the trip that you almost got kicked off the boat.
I remember that.
We talked about that already. That was a ship.
The funny thing that cracks me up, somebody sent me a video the other day of some of these pandas, and they're just like falling out of trees and falling off stuff. Nobody can ever figure out how pandas have actually functioned in actually like nature.
They're so slow.
They're so slow, and they're like clumsy. It was a really funny video.
They move real slow.
Yeah, and then they like fall out of stuff. it was a crack.
Oh, by the way, who needs crash diets and 10,000 steps a day? Influencers are swearing by the viral walking trend that's helped them shed pounds faster than ever. This is true, by the way.
It's
the biggest reason that people gain weight is caloric intake versus caloric output.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you start cutting the calories down, if you wanted, let's say you drop down to, let's say you're a lady. No, let's pick on guys.
You're 250 pounds trying to get down to 200. That's easy.
Let's pick on anybody. Okay, if you want to weigh 120 pounds and you're a lady, if you want to weigh 180 pounds and you're a guy, you have to take your calorie intake about 1,800 a day for guys if you want to lose weight, and about 1,200 a day for ladies. It's how it works. And you do it with six small meals a day. So women would eat six times 200. Men would eat six times 300 throughout the day to stabilize. Now, if you throw exercise in on
that's
top
what I was
of that.
Say, yeah, you got to account for that.
It really makes a difference, because then you start burning more calories, and you're also helping to maintain lean muscle mass. I had this lady contact me the other day, and she ended up basically wanting me to help her to lose 20 pounds. Ask Dr. Ted B at yahoo.com. And so what happened is I told her, I said, you've got to watch your caloric intake. If you want to weigh down 120, you got to eat 1,200 calories a day. And what ended up happening is she got angry.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I don't know why people get angry when they ask you to help them and they get mad.
I have had that issue too sometimes. People ask you your advice and I'm like, okay, I'll give it. And you give it to them, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, I don't agree with that. Okay, you don't have to agree with it, dude. I don't care. I don't have to get in a fight with you about it. You asked for my opinion.
I remember one time, but I saw my clinic, and I scaled it back, and I had an office in my house. I had a lady come in. Her name was Cher. Great lady. I helped her lose like 100 pounds, and she brought a friend in to lose weight and to feel better. And the lady wanted to start arguing with me with everything that I said. I mean, from the very first word out of my mouth, I don't agree with you. And after about 10 minutes of that, I looked at her, and I took Cher. She had a check. She paid me, you know, for counseling, and I handed her the check back, and I said, my conversation with your friend's over. Don't need the money from her. I'm not arguing. And the friend got all mad and puffed out the door. And Cher goes, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that would happen. Why is it? Well, a lot of times when somebody else pays for you, you do third-party consults.
Exactly,
nobody wants to listen.
That's exactly.
And I learned that the hard way. But the reality is sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. The truth will set them free. They'll ask you for the truth, but they don't want to know the truth. The Bible says it this way. Light is coming to the world, but the world has preferred the darkness.
Yeah.
And so you start telling them the truth. And then finally this lady comes back and says, huh, you know better to tell a woman she needs to lose weight? And I'm like, you wanted me to help you to lose weight?
No, because here's the problem.
This was a block delete.
No, but this is going to be the problem. And a lot of people are going to get mad at me on this. A lot of times, men and women, it goes the same way. They don't want you to actually tell them how to lose weight. They want you to affirm their bad decisions so they don't feel guilty about them by maintaining that weight. Oh, you don't need to lose weight. You look great at 450 pounds. Why in the world do you want to lose weight? You're perfect that way.
We affirm them.
That's what they want. They want to be affirmed because of this entirely weird culture we've designed now where nobody can be told anything real. Everything's got to be told how you feel good. Nobody can be told the truth. Hey, you may want to cut down on this. It's bad for your heart. It's bad for your liver. It's bad for your kidneys. Get your health back in check. Oh, why'd you say that to me? I'm in great shape. I'm only 600 pounds. I'm like, nah.
And then another one. Here's another one of our listeners. She had been a professional model for years. And, you know, she'd allowed herself to gain about 30 pounds.
Yeah.
And she'd gotten herself overweight. And I told her, I said, she wanted me to help her lose weight. And I said to her, I said, you know, you've let yourself go. Don't tell a woman that.
30 pounds isn't too bad.
And she said, you think so? And finally she told me she's lost like 10, 12 pounds, right? And she goes, I want to thank you. You tightened me up.
No, it is.
You made me realize it. And she goes, I got another 20 pounds to lose. I said, okay. And I told her, I said, I got her on the berberine.
Yeah.
I've got her on the supplements. Got her on the iodine. Got her on the blood sugar support.
Yeah.
And she dropped 10 pounds. Like, you know, now she says, this is great. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good about myself again. I'm wearing clothes I couldn't wear before. And I'm excited for the first time in years. And the thing about it is that sometimes it just takes somebody to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, you've gained about, by the way, thank you for the letters. It's really nice you tell me the truth. You've gained a few pounds, Ted. You know, you got to lose some weight. I'm like, great.
Well, no, I'm down
9 pounds now.
Especially with guys, sometimes you got to check each other. I remember last year, I was around one of my buddies in Orlando, really successful guy. He trains a lot too. And we were out doing something, and he slapped me on the gut. He's like, oh, you've been eating too much ice cream. When I saw him, and I went, I have. And he goes, I'm just making an observation. The next time I saw him, I was like, you haven't trained your arms that hard, have you? He goes, no, I haven't. Next time I saw him, I had a six-pack back, and he had back to 18-inch arms. Sometimes you got to check each other. Now, I'm not saying everybody can handle that because you got to have a good self-esteem to go back and forth with guys. But if you got friends like that, it's not in a way I'm going to pick on you. It's a way in is, hey, I'm checking you on it. Tightened up.
Well, it's not criticism. Many times it's just observation.
Exactly. Now, if you come in, man, you look like a fat tub of lard. How'd you get so ugly and fat? Okay,
that's not okay.
But you give a little, hey, man, I tell you, I've been training your arms as hard as you are. You know, I haven't been. I've been sloppy lately. Good check. I'm going back on the weights tonight. And it gives you a little bit of push sometimes. And the same thing, you go, hey, man, you look like you've been hitting the weights really hard this month.
Not great shape. Sometimes it's not criticism. It's observation. Plus, people need to realize it. You know, the Bible says very clearly that a friend will tell you the truth.
It's the truth.
You know, the other person is going to flatter you, which I don't do. Flatter anything. I don't. Now, I'll tell you the truth. Now, if I see something that I don't like, most of the time I won't say anything about it because it really doesn't matter because it's not my monkey. Remember we talked about this? You got the sign in front of the monkey cage that says, beware, this monkey throws feces. Okay? And that's how that one person who contacted me about the weight loss and then got mad and started throwing feces. It's not my poop-throwing monkey. Okay, I block delete. I don't want to deal with it because the reality is that not everybody wants to hear the truth, but they want you to affirm, like you said a minute ago, of what they look like.
They don't want to be told what to do to get in better shape. They just want to be told that they're perfectly fine the way they are. Well, there's no issues.
Well, here's another thing, too, and I've done it this way before with some of my kids that had started gaining weight. I'd say, what's your goal weight?
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? Well, you're up about 50 pounds. How much do you want to weigh? You're about, 170 now. What do you want to weigh? 200, 250, 300? Where are you going to go? What's the goal? And they go, what do you mean? I don't have a goal. I'm like, oh, well, then why are you gaining weight? And see, a lot of times people don't realize that this stuff creeps up on you.
It does.
And the parent, listen to me, if you're going to have children, you're never going to stop being a parent. Now, you can become more of a friend to the child, but you're still going to be the parent. And so they're always going to come to you for advice if they've got sense because you've had more experience than they've had, period. So be aware of that if you haven't had kids yet. Sooner or later, they're going to come to you and ask you for advice. And you got to be ready for that. Very important.
Yeah. Now, here's another article. Harrison posted this up for me, some new research that came out. It's on the website under articles. If you guys want to pull that up, really easy to find. Go up to the top page. Click articles. We're going to be updating and bringing a lot of stuff over from the old website like we're doing right now, but he's also posting all my new articles for me. So we're getting photos loaded up for all these today and tomorrow. But this is one on the vitamin C, and I didn't realize this, and it goes into detail here on some of the studies, how vitamin C actually helps out with blood pressure. And it says 1 in 3 Americans have high blood pressure, according to the CDC, and high blood pressure is noted increases risk of heart disease. In healthy adults, in the meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials, researchers know that vitamin C supplementation was associated with reduced blood pressure in humans. In healthy adults, vitamin C supplementation on average reduced systolic blood pressure by 3.8 and diastolic blood pressure by 1.4. That's just with vitamin C supplementation. And people with high blood pressure, vitamin C supplements average reduced systolic blood pressure by 4.8 and diastolic by 1.6. This is just supplementation with vitamin C. And the other thing, I had a customer come in the other day, local. He was asked about blood pressure, and I told him the small round trampolines are great.
Oh,
I don't sell them because there's nothing really to sell. I'm trying to put trampolines together.
I don't want the liability.
Yeah, exactly. You buy them off Walmart, online, off eBay. You buy them off eBay. And they have them with the handles on them, too, if you're working on stability. But I'm telling you right now, you stack like the vitamin E with the vitamin C and the HGH Stimulate. We have that kit on the website, and you get massive results in maintaining your blood pressure if you start using that round trampoline. And then on top of that, you can start exercising. And you'll be shocked in what it does in your endurance and also as far as an day-to-day life, not getting out of breath. Because what happens is when people's blood pressure goes up, it massively affects endurance and affects the cardiovascular system. So when your blood pressure is already elevated and you start doing something that starts pushing your body and pushing your heart, you get winded faster. You get out of breath faster. You can't push it as hard anymore because your blood pressure is already elevated. Very, very important thing to look at. If you've got any questions about that, check us out at Team Health Masters or give us a call. I'll be happy to help you out. But the vitamin C, I didn't realize how effective that is for blood pressure on top of other stuff like the HGH stimulating the vitamin C.
Well, the vitamin C maintains vascular integrity.
Right.
I mean, it does because it's part of the collagen holds the doggone cardiovascular system together, Austin.
That's why the collagen, I don't even care. That's why that stuff's so
it's
important.
At the house. I brought it to the house.
Take your inventory.
Well, no, I ran out of collagen.
You use this as like a little slush fund.
I do. I have my little backup support here.
Backup support.
So I have to go get some out of the house. But I use the collagen every day.
Oh, so
I mean, last night when you asked me, Austin was doing some training last night with Hunter, and he comes to the house and goes, I need a protein shake, Dad. Can you make me one? I said, sure, I'll be happy to.
I got to use
your collagen that you're fussing out right now in your protein shake last night.
Well, me and Hunter try to do basically, kind of outdoor combat exercises every Sunday now. He's been pushing me. He actually wants to do it. He's been pushing me on it.
He gets to hang out with Dad.
He gets to hang out with me. Basically, we do certain training that's real associated with combat training, but very, very functional stuff. If you're in good shape, you can handle it. I don't recommend people doing a lot of stuff if you have injuries.
I don't do it.
Yeah, farmer walks, walking lunges, in full kit, armor, rifles, mags, all that.
I don't do them.
Well, you got to be conditioned to it, though, man. I mean,
I could do it, Austin, but I just don't. I choose.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I train 6 days a week.
And your point too, as far as that's what you got me for.
Well, no, and I'll sit there and Oh, gosh. What are you going to tell me?
I'll put you on the long gun, honestly. I'll put you in a fixed position. You can just stay banging on the long gun.
You know, but, you know, I mean, but, you know, don't make me, take point and take the first hit. I don't want to take point.
Well, I've talked to friends before, and some of them are funny. You know, they'll go buy, like, some solid plate carriers. They'll buy a good amount of ammo and they're rifled up, and they get some decent training. I'll ask them, like, when's the last time you trained in full kit? And they're like, oh, I haven't. Well, you haven't ever? Well, you got all this gear sitting there. If you're going to use, I'm not saying go buy it. I'm not saying if you're not ready for it, don't go buy it. I'm not saying you need to go run around and do that. But if you got it, you need to know what it feels like to be in kit in Florida, you know, training and exercising all day.
The heat.
It's miserable. It's absolutely miserable. But if you can't do it, don't pretend like you're going to do it. That's the thing. Don't have it sit there and you have this fantasy John Wick in your head where you're like, oh, yeah, if something bad happens, I'm going to put kit on. And go wide open or run around. No, you're not. 5 minutes, you'll be gassed on the floor, and I'm going to have to drag you out of something. I don't want to do that.
Just leave me on the long gun.
That's what I said. I was just leaving me on the long gun. Anyways, I digress.
Oh, I pull this up real quick, and I'm going to say, this is a little bit of humor again. I'm going to post this again because I want this transferred to the new website.
Okay.
And most people are going to say, well, we don't want this on the website, but I'm going to put it to the website. Years ago, I went on a Holland American Carnival cruise. And I actually, it was absolutely horrible. I ended up losing 7 pounds on the boat because I kept finding hair in the food. And I posted this. This is a potential death ship. Don't sail it like I did.
Do you want me to put that on the new website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it took me a while to write
this. I'll tell Harrison Trans.
Well, no, what I did is I said that once as a secretary working for me. I transcribed this onto a tape, and I had her type it up for me.
Yeah.
And it took me months before I decided to post it. Because I don't like to sound like I got sour grapes. This is a cruise.
No, you were mad.
This is a crew from HE Double Sticks, a cruise. This is bad. I mean, got into a big argument with the captain on the ship. I mean, it was awful. So I'm going to say this again just to prove a point that the pen is mightier than the sword, Austin. Here's the point.
All right.
Don't sail Holland America. Don't sail Carnival. And I'm still telling you this after almost 15 years of after this happened. It was that. In fact, after that happened, we'd been on a bunch of cruises throughout our, you know, marriage. And Sharon finally said, that is it. I'm done with cruise ships. And I looked at her. I said, I'm done, too. That's enough of this. But if you remember that.
I mean, I went on a cruise not too long ago with the kids. I had a fun time. But my
Wasn't it a gay cruise? Did you go on a gay cruise?
I did not go on a gay cruise. I did not. Go on a gay cruise.
Ask him. Was it a gay cruise also?
No, it was not a gay cruise. A gay Facebook group decided they were going to go on a cruise at the same time. And nobody told me about it.
And didn't a gay guy hit on you?
Listen.
I mean, you're
trying to be a changed person. I'm trying not to be that guy anymore.
Well, no, you acted like you were gay at one time. He didn't mean that.
No, I'm trying not to be a complete and total violent individual anymore. That's what I'm trying not to be. It irritated the heck out of me. I had the kids and everything. I'm not going to get into it.
I remember one gay guy walked up to you and said, no, no.
I was like, just walk away from me right now, please. Do not talk to me. I have no problem with you. Do your own thing. Do not talk to me, though. I don't want to be talking. I was not in a gaming mood.
Like I said, I haven't been on a cruise in a while. If I do go on one, I'll make sure I check Facebook.
It was not a gay cruise. It's gay Facebook group. Anyway, so,
Were there any gays on the ship?
It's a copious amount. But anyways, if you go on a cruise, go on a nice one. Don't go on one of these bobo ones. Don't go on a Carnival at all.
Oh, never. Never.
Don't. I don't care how cheap it is. Try to get a room with a balcony. So if there is a problem, you get fresh air. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you bring something like a filter that'll take. What we do is they don't put fluoride in the water. They put chlorine in the water.
Bring GHI cleanse with you. This is a big thing because if you can't eat the food or something happens, you've got to be able to sustain some energy.
And bring some Bentonite, too, for food poisoning. That's really important.
Just don't even go on a cruise. Now I'm sitting here wondering why I'm going on a cruise.
You can't buy that stuff on the thing. And then make sure you
And do a short cruise.
Yeah.
Do something short, like 3 to 4 nights. That's it. I wouldn't recommend, because you guys did too long of a cruise. That was the problem.
South America was a long ways around. But we did get to stop at Machu Picchu, though. That's, by the way, if you ever get a chance to do that one, that's worth the trip. Machu Picchu, that's up in the Andes, about 8,000 feet. And it was fun because we got to be in a fancy Marriott hotel there right at the 4 or 5.
Do some research. Make sure you don't have a bunch of queers on the boat before you go on. I should have done my research on that. But where would I search that? Is this a gay cruise? I didn't even know where to look at.
Well, no,
that.
It probably would say that because
I probably could have put AI now. You could probably put it in there, the dates for a certain cruise.
They'll think it's a positive thing.
Yeah, they will. They'll brag about it and say, probably do that. Actually use AI for something good.
Okay, now let me say something to the gays that are on these cruises. I don't care if you guys go on a cruise.
No, I really don't.
Okay, whatever you guys want to do, whatever floats your boat.
Buy out the whole boat so nobody else can go on it.
But just if you're on the boat and you know somebody's there with their family, you got their kids and everything else, just tone it down. My gosh, just chill it out and don't be asking the guys that are straight, you know, weird questions like that, because it's something that doesn't really sit well if you're a alpha male, you got your family, you got your kids with you, and some dude walks up and it's awkward. It's like the trannies.
Yeah,
you get this girl who's stunningly beautiful and you find out she's a dude. As an alpha male guy, you're thinking, okay, that's weird. What's wrong with me? Why did I think she was hot? It's not okay. It sets up a, and what it does, it goes exactly what the Bible says. In the latter times, everything will be upside down. What'll be good will be bad. What'll be bad will be good. Everything's turned upside down and twisted. The problem is that's what they've done to the whole world now. And, you know, I've got a friend of mine. She basically is a real girly girl. Okay. And she loves to cook and she loves to clean and she loves to be she's just a really, really good person. And every time she goes on and pulls up like a video about an animal or a bear or whatever, something that, you know, girls like to do, they always love the animals. My Sharon was the same way. Suddenly she'll get like 10 things in her Instagram videos about gay stuff and lesbian stuff.
That's odd.
But no, think about it for a second. If they know you're a female and they know you're looking at stuff that's traditional roles.
That's true.
They don't want you doing that. And they're trying to basically convert you over to their way of thinking. And all of a sudden, you start getting lesbian stuff. You start getting, you know, feminism stuff. You start getting transgender stuff.
I don't ever get gay stuff online. Here's the bright thing, too. Keep your selfie camera covered up if you're spending a bunch of time on social media. That's one of the most effective ways they can determine certain things by pupil dilation and facial expression when you're on social media. This isn't conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. They blatantly tell you this on their app terms and conditions. They watch your facial expression. So even if you're not into something, you don't like something, if it pops up and it pisses you off, you go, oh, it pulls a pupil dilation. You get irritated. Well, then it factors in the algorithm and go, oh, this is a stimulating post. We're going to keep putting it out there. Keep your camera covered up. I don't ever pull my tape offline unless I'm going to be taking a photo for something specific, and that is on a rare basis. All I do is take photos of kids all the time in cars.
By the way, Putin actually addressed the United Nations here the other day and actually made a pretty good speech. I'm going to read you part of it. And he goes, the power of the United States and its allies reached its peak at the end of the 20th century. It was about 25 years ago. But there has never been, nor will there ever be, a force capable of ruling the world, dictating everyone how to act, how to live, or even how to breathe. He is right about that. That's why Lucifer's trying to put together a 5G, 6G interface like he did in Genesis 6. It was something different than with pyramids. Such attempts have been made, but every one of them has failed. However, we must recognize that many found the so-called liberal world order acceptable, even more convenient. True hierarchy severely limits opportunities for those not perched at the top of the pyramid. He's right. If you're not one of the ruling elite, you can't really get ahead. Or if you prefer, the top of the food chain. But those at the bottom who were relieved of responsibility. The rules were simple. Accept the terms, fit into the system, receive your share, however modest, and be content. It's funny he's saying this because that's what Russia did with the USSR when they embraced communism. And no matter what anyone says now, and no matter how many... It was that thing about walking the thousand steps.
Oh, okay.
And no matter what anyone says now, no matter how some of them try to disguise the reality, this is how it was. The experts gathered here remember and understand this perfectly well. Some in their arrogance saw themselves entitled to lecture the rest of the world. Others were content to play along with the powerful and obedient bargaining chips, eager to avoid unnecessary trouble in exchange for a modest but guaranteed bonus. In other words, a Swiss bank account. There are still many such politicians in the old part of the world and in Europe. Those who dared object and tried to defend their own interests, rights, and views were dismissed as eccentrics. They were told, in effect, you will not succeed, so give up and accept to come. This is Klaus Schwab, remember?
Yep.
By 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Remember that weirdo? As for the truly stubborn, they were educated by self-proclaimed global leaders who no longer even bothered to hide their intent. The message was clear. Resistance was pointless, or like the Borg said, resistance is futile. But this did not bring anything good. Not a single global problem was solved. On the contrary, new ones are constantly multiplying. Institutions of global governments created in an earlier era either ceased to function or lost most of their effectiveness because of interference and machinations behind the scenes as far as people being bribed, like with Jeffrey Epstein. Just thought I'd add that. And no matter how much strength or resources one state or even group of states may accumulate, power always has limits. As the Russian audience knows, there is a saying in Russia, there's no counter to crowbar except another crowbar. That's about right.
That's interesting, you know? That's,
there's no counter to a Barrett 50 except for another Barrett 50 or 20 well, or 20 millimeter cannon,
yeah,
right?
Meaning you overall power.
In other words, I love this guy. Meaning you don't bring a knife to a gunfight, but you bring another gun.
That's a fact.
Okay, and indeed, the other gun can always be found. This is the very essence of world affairs. A counterforce always emerges, and attempts to control everything inevitably creates tension, undermining stability at home, and prompting ordinary people to ask a very fair question of their governments. Why do we need all this? Why do we have to be in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Why do we have to support the slaughtering of innocents in Gaza? Why do we have to go back into, all these different countries to start all these wars? And it says, I once heard something similar from our American colleagues who said, we gained the whole world, but we lost America. Well, that's a sobering thought, isn't it? We stopped raising little Americans.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the sad part about it is why is this happening? It's because we've accepted the lie.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, it's easier. I mean, Robert Shuler, who I don't care for, the old man who died, don't care for him at all. I met him. I knew him. But he did say something one time that was really good. He said, even a dead fish can float downstream.
Yeah.
In other words, it's easy to go along with the New World Order.
Yeah.
It's easy to make those decisions. It's easy to do all that.
The only thing evil men need to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
That's exactly true.
It's a fact. You know, now, I want to tie in something. This came out the other day. It's a late release, and it's the new – remember I told you guys a couple years ago with the 5G internet tie-in that they were going to be able to produce something that actually allowed you to look and watch the internet and your phone and everything in between while you're walking around? Well, the new Meta Ray-Ban displays came out. Have you seen this now?
I've not seen this.
This is pretty crazy. Zuckerberg's did a demo on it last week. So they originally came out with the Ray-Ban sunglasses where they had a camera in them and it just recorded stuff, which kind of a cool concept if you're an athlete or something. Okay, whatever. Well, this just came out now. You guys are going to find this very interesting. So this is the new glasses. Watch this. He's wearing these glasses.
The display is large enough to watch a video or...
This is through the glasses.
The right of messages.
You go through your text, watch the internet. This is what you see through these glasses now. They're regular glasses.
Very high resolution and very bright. I mean, like 42 pixels per degree, which is sharper than glasses.
You wear a wearable so you can use and go through everything. You have to have no phone in your hands at all. This is what you see through the camera.
The
glasses.
Complete control of the mind.
Complete control of the mind. So people are going to wear these everywhere.
Comfortable.
You have a wearable.
Boy, he just has a face you want to slap, boy.
Really easy to send and receive messages. So
look at this. This is his live demo.
To just be able to type without anyone seeing, and
everybody's excited for their own demise. But that's what he's seeing right there through his glasses, going through text messages. That's his viewpoint. And so you literally can scroll the internet, watch videos, listen to music.
Full control.
Now here's the problem that I have with all this. Like for a situation right here. So this is a video, live feed of somebody walking through a park. You got your Instagram, you got your calls, you got your messages. Do you understand how unbelievably stupid this is from a situational awareness standpoint? You're walking around through the park.
You're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention to anything. You got music playing because the sunglasses play music. They have speakers in them. While you're walking, while you're looking through your social media messages.
The virtual reality becomes reality.
You go right on the internet.
Well, you see this with video games. Mm-hmm. People would rather be in a video game than they would be in reality.
So how many people are going to be so wrapped up now in their digital? So now they don't even have to walk around and looking at your phone. I said this like 6 years ago, guys. I told you, I said, this technology's coming. They told me, I talked to multiple guys in the tech industry, 18, 19, before COVID, this technology was coming to light, and they said everybody's going to have tie into the 5G, and you're going to be able to scroll through your phone, you're going to be able to watch movies, you're going to be able to watch the internet with absolutely no phone in your hand.
You know, it's
and
funny.
Now they have the wearable on your wrist, ties in with a phone.
You know, it's funny, Charlie Kirk, if you look at his, where he was shot, one of the guys, his security detail, looks like he had a pair of those glasses on.
I wouldn't doubt it. Probably monitoring everything with it, and you get sound through. So again, be aware if you're going to use this, guys. The early phases were cool. They had cameras you could record content with. Then you did. That was it. This whole phase now, where you're going to be going through your phone and scanning things while you're walking around, unbelievably dumb.
You know, it's funny. Since the United States was formed, we've either been in some type of perpetual war, overthrowing other countries, everything else for like 93% of the time of the United States.
Oh, I know. We're in a constant conflict.
And one guy named Vernon, he said it this way. He says, you know, by 2030, if we don't stop, we'll be in a perpetual war with what the conspirators really want. ID cards will be compulsory. You talked about that today already.
Yep.
And implanted in many cases on your hand.
Yep.
You'll have it implanted. Vaccinations will be compulsory. Outside hospital health care will largely be virtual, you know, with a posh word for DIY. Euthanasia will be routinely offered. Inside hospital care will be largely provided by poorly trained assistants. That's already happening. Only the conspirators and their handmaidens will be allowed to travel. Villages will be occupied by small groups struggling to live off tiny plots of land. Energy and food costs will be soaring sky high. The sky will be dark and the sun will be dim because of geoengineers. The collective globalist government will control all taxing globally. Money will be digital. Cash will be gone. Rebels will find their bank accounts are closed, and that's just the start.
Well, that's why you resist back to it. What did I tell everybody during COVID? Stop playing the game. Take your marbles and go home. Don't comply. Don't put up with it. Period.
By the way, don't do it. Keep the emails coming. I love you guys.
Yeah.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. I prayed for you guys yesterday at the altar. I prayed for you back at the pew. You guys, remember, Jesus is the answer. He gives you hope. We have hope through Christ. We have hope through God. And no matter what happens, God plus one is always going to be a majority. Stay with God.
Stay free. Stay strong. Stay healthy. You need anything, my friends? Team Health Masters, we're here for you guys. Grab some purple stick powder in a can. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow, as always.
And thanks for your continued support. Without you, we wouldn't
be here.
God bless.